On November 3rd, 2007, Greg Sharp called his first radio broadcast for Nebraska football. The following year, he took over the full-time role as the voice of the Huskers. And for the next 17 seasons, Greg united Husker Nation every fall Saturday.
Wherever you are throughout this state,
whether you're in Alliance or Ainsworth, Grand Auden or Gary, or Hickman to Hastings,
whether you're in Fairbury or Fremont, Gary or Greg,
let's bring you inside a Memorial Stadium. Listen to this. We'll bring you right inside a Memorial Stadium
in
on what the 88,000 here today are going to see for themselves.
Over the years, Greg cemented his legacy by calling some of the most iconic moments in program history.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake Wash to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. Ball right on the end. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is its way. And the kick is good. Toss it back to Burkett off the left side. Rex has a seam. 15, 10, Burkett 5. Nice. He's in. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers have come all the
final
way
play
back.
Of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Oh, caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
But it wasn't just the mountaintop moments that Greg described so perfectly. His gift was capturing the emotion of every moment.
So Taylor gets the shotgun set, gives it to Jack. Here he goes. He's got blockers out in front.
There he goes.
Jack is running to midfield. Listen to this crowd. As Jack Hoffman, a young man that, as I mentioned, has really been adopted by this football team, just scored a touchdown.
Oh, wow. What a moment.
And both benches empty. And folks, Huskers in punt formation, but there's no punter back there. Nebraska is going to take a delay game. Husker Nation, permission to shed a tear.
Even more than his inspiring broadcasts, Greg will be remembered for the impact he made on each person he encountered.
You know, he had his hands on this state and all over the world where Husker fans are, and had a way to connect with each and every person that he talked to.
When you talk to Greg out on the street, it's the same guy that was sitting behind that microphone. You didn't get any fluff. He didn't have to fake it, and that's pretty rare.
He was just such a special person and a special friend, and he represented Nebraska so well, such a pro, you know. And a crazy good person.
As Nebraska embarks on a new season today, fans from across Husker Nation will be honoring his legacy as they are welcomed inside the Greg Sharp broadcast booth.
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. We're glad to have you with us here today on the Huskers Radio Network.
Every year, as the summer draws to a close, supporters of the Scarlet and Cream begin longing to be joined again by their Huskers in the fall. As the sun continues to rise, one of the most beloved Huskers of all time, sun has set. Greg Sharp was more than just a radio voice. He's a part of the fabric of what makes being a Husker so special. For 17 seasons, his calls carried the heartbeat of fall Saturdays for us, giving fans a sense of home, whether they're in Memorial Stadium or all around the world. You could hear his love for Nebraska in every word, the way he paints the picture of the game, the pride he takes in sharing those moments with all of us. As the Huskers kick the season off today against Cincinnati, it's only right to honor Greg for the passion and the dedication he poured into this state. He reminds us that Nebraska football isn't just about the wins and the losses. It's about tradition. It's about loyalty. It's about the connection we all share through this football team. Today we offer strength and healing to Greg's family, Amy, the amazing wife of Greg, and his daughters, Emily, Campbell, and Taylor, among everybody else. All of us are sending hugs and warmth your way here today. As all of you guys know, he has the best seat in the house today. We'll continue to honor our leader today and forever as we welcome a new member into our Husker family. We welcome in Kyle Crooks with open arms and open hearts to be with us moving forward. We're ready to embark on another season of Nebraska football, another Nebraska journey, in 2025, one that is met with tremendous excitement, expectation, and once again, I'm honored to be able to help bring that to all of Husker Nation again this year. It's only fitting to begin our journey here in 2025 after the loss of Greg at the home of Sharpie's beloved Kansas City Chiefs here at Arrowhead Stadium. Good afternoon. Welcome to another year of our Dakota Mac Husker Game Day Show. I'm Ben McLaughlin, absolutely delighted to share a mic again this season with former Husker national champion Damon Benning, DB. Thanks for being here again with us, buddy.
Oh, job well done, good and faithful servant. One of the many reasons that I enjoy working with you is the authenticity and the rawness of what you bring to the broadcast. And to you, I say thank you and good afternoon.
You know, this is unfortunately the second time I've had to do this, is come on and talk about Greg and the legacy and everything that he brought forth. Of course, learning of his passing on Valentine's Day, our season opener for Nebraska baseball, and being with that family certainly helped the healing process. And we kind of do it all over again today with Nebraska football. Anybody that knew Greg just knew how much he loved college football and how excited he would get, and the mannerisms and the behavior that came along with it, only those that Sharpie could display. And I know he meant a great deal to so many, not just me, but everybody here in this booth today, everybody in their cars on I-29 listening, on the tailgates, out in the farms, out in western Nebraska, all over the world, Husker fans listening us here today. And DB, I think only appropriate for you, to speak on Greg and how you were brought into this family and, the tone that he set, and how fast you became one of us because of him.
Yeah, it was amazing. And one of my favorite athletes of all time is Magic Johnson. And he was kind of the do-everything. He was a tremendous leader. He had the big personality. And he was the ultimate assist man. Sometimes he'd have to go out and get you 30. Sometimes he would grab you 15 rebounds. Sometimes he'd dish out 16 assists. And Sharpie was the ultimate Magic Johnson. He knew just how to set me up, to welcome me in with open arms. And it was intimidating, right? Middle of the season. It's West Lafayette. We'd never worked together before. And just to get his not only his permission, but almost his blessing, right, to let it rip and just be me and to have fun and just to allow me kind of into his world. And he was such a caregiver, right? I mean, Lord knows I need some wrangling from time to time. And he was just so good with the one-liners and the advice, and you were here like day one, right? When I even asked permission, I said, coming from the Big Ten Network and doing mostly television, trying to change my, delivery to paint the pictures through radio, and how patient he was. And I said, is it okay if we cheer? Like, it's okay. Like, can we? And just him with the little subtle smile, remember, and the high five. And he said, let's go get him. And it was just so freeing. But it was so great, right? Just simple, direct. But it's the authenticity that you felt in what he said that let you know that you were going to be okay. And with that, it was just the growth and the camaraderie and the chemistry and the being other-centered that permeates this broadcast team. And can't wait to welcome in the new one to the bunch. And KC, who, man, right away, it's cool. We're just looking for that team player, the other-centered style. And it's like, hey, you know what? We don't have to find the next Greg Sharp. He's his own entity. Let's find the next new voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And so here we go.
You know, my life changed forever that mid-March when I got the text message from Greg. Of course, getting the results of the scan that we were so anxiously awaiting and hoping not to get. And I think in learning of his diagnosis and what was in front of Greg, the idea that we would get through that baseball season was a monumental mountain to climb. The idea of him making it to UTEP and making it through last football season the way that he did, if people only knew what he had to do physically to get himself in a position to put on a headset and call a game, I am incredibly grateful and proud of him for the fight that he put forth, of the goal that he set, DB, 1 year ago. You know, the BTN Journey piece aired to show a little bit of his fight to make it to that UTEP game in the season opener at Memorial Stadium last year. Not only did he reach that goal, but he well surpassed it. And I think the 2024 season with the Cornhuskers taught us anything. You know, that was the curtain call of Sharpie and, you know, the culmination of the fight that he showed. And, you know, I think if you were to ask him, almost best case scenario to finish his broadcasting career to do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, B-Mac.
Well, we're really delighted that everybody's with us. Hope everybody's traveling safe out there on their way to the stadium. It is just one of those moments that, of course, we're here at Arrowhead, at one of Sharpie's favorite places in the world, and I am truly honored to welcome in the guy to my left who is putting on a headset with us for the first time here in his Husker career, Kyle Crooks. Kyle, thanks so much for the way you've handled all of this, the way you've come in. It's been truly a seamless transition, and you and I have had countless conversations over the couple of months that you've been here already just about this day and about what's in front of you. But I know Husker fans are really excited to hear what's going to be coming through their radios on Saturdays moving forward, and welcome, man, officially.
Yeah, I'm really blessed to be here, and I'm grateful that I'm on a broadcast team, and I'm in a booth surrounded by people that I can already tell that I have a pretty deep connection with, and we haven't even called a game yet. And I said it in my media tours and talking with different radio stations. I understand how this is really, really tough for a lot of people, including the guys sitting to my right and my left, and Jessica Cootie as well, how the thought of hearing a different voice really strikes deep in a lot of people that are out in those tailgates right now, that are driving, stuck in gridlock. The ultimate sign of a great broadcaster is the nostalgia factor. And for 17 seasons, Greg had given Husker Nation that nostalgia. We've heard some of the great moments in that montage. And I had Amy Sharp reach out to me earlier today, and I've had, you know, one of the first conversations I had when I first got here, first weeks on the job, Amy Sharp wanted to meet me, and she gave me a welcome package. I've told this story of all the great kind of custom things to Nebraska, right? The popcorn, the Valentino's pizza sauce, the gift cards to Laszlo's, and she didn't have to do that, right? But she wanted to make me feel at home, and understanding how tough this transition could have been for me personally. Here's somebody going through a tremendous loss, their family going through tremendous loss, and they've been here for me during this transition. You guys have been here during this transition. I never got to meet Greg personally, but hearing the secondhand stories, hearing what he had done on the radio, hearing through Troy Dannon's eyes, who didn't know Greg for a whole lot of time, but the time that he did, the firsthand experience of Greg's interactions with everybody around that building. And I've said this too, there's a reason inside Memorial Stadium his name is above that booth. It's not necessarily because when you think of the great calls, it's because he was the great person. He was the great ambassador to this brand and to Husker Nation. And I couldn't be more grateful to be here, to be sitting here, to have this headset on. And I understand there's obviously a great commitment, and there is a pressure to it, right? But I'm just grateful to be with the best teammates in radio.
Well, I can speak for Damon and Jess and Josh and Russ and Jason Rathy and Matt Coton and everybody that's involved, that we've vowed to do our best to make this thing continue to run, and it will. And I can tell folks out there right now, for those that are anxious and excited to hear Kyle call a game, preparation to a level that I've quite frankly never seen before.
Isn't that something?
And if there's anybody that were to step in for Greg and, you know, take it seriously, there's not going to be a better guy for the job than Kyle. Well, how has it been, man? I mean, we walked over to lunch today, and I think at one point in that conversation, I just looked at you and go, what a 2 months it's been for you, moving from a new state and, you know, knowing Nebraska football and being familiar with it as somebody who's familiar with college sports is, from going to that to being at practice and doing the media tour, which, as I'm sure you learned real quick here at Nebraska, it's a different beast in terms of the media here than you get most places. And learning a new team, learning the traditions and the history, and we were down on the field when we got here at, you know, just after 1 o'clock here Central Time, and I think I looked at you and said, we're not in D3 Pennsylvania anymore. Quite the 2 months that you've had to experience.
Yeah, it's been extraordinary, the transition, and what makes that transition a little bit easier are the people. And I've shouted out you guys, and I want to shout out Jess. I could see her across the field, and just how great. We have an office next to each other inside Husker Vision, and I don't think I'd be able to get through this as seamless as possible without the help of Jessica Cootie. Everybody, my family, moving across country from Florida. They're in New Jersey right now. They listen to everything that that I do. And my mom, my late father, he'd be beaming with pride tonight. But my mom ends every text message with GBR now, and went from the old slogan at my old school to now GBR, and just the way that this fan base has embraced me. The Midwestern kindness, the good life of Nebraska. I've been here a month and a half now. I've been doing talk shows for a while now, so hopefully that the fans have been able to hear my voice. This will be, of course, the first football game that I've called tonight, but the way that everybody in Husker Nation has shown me kindness, understanding this is an incredibly hard transition, and there's a lot of weight on the shoulders of whoever it was that was going to step into the shoes here. But also credit to everybody on the football staff, right, guys? I mean, you know, Coach Rule and Dr. Susan Elza, and just everybody letting me be around. Right, be around practice, watch it every single day, just to be around it. I was standing next to Troy Dannon at one of the fall camp practices, and I said to him, I said, Troy, I can't really believe I'm here. It feels like a dream because I'm looking at the helmets and I see that the scarlet N and the cream helmet with the scarlet stripe down the center and the tradition that goes with that. And there's a little bit of a pinch me aspect to everything that's going on right now. I still kind of feel like this is a little bit of a dream right now as we sit nine stories up and look at Arrowhead.
Wherever you are throughout this state,
whether you're in Alliance or Ainsworth, Grand Auden or Gary, or Hickman to Hastings,
whether you're in Fairbury or Fremont, Gary or Gretna,
let's bring you inside a Memorial Stadium.
Listen to this. We'll bring you right inside a Memorial Stadium.
Listen in on what the 88,000 here today are going to see for themselves.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake Wash to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. Ball right on the end. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
getting
on its way. And the kick is good. Second and 10 from the 18. I formation. Turn. Toss it back to Burkett off the left side. Rex has a seam. 15. 10. Burkett 5. Nice. He's in. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers have come all the way back.
You know, he had his hands on this state and all over the world where Husker fans are, and had a way to connect with each and every person that he talked to.
So Taylor gets the shotgun set, gives it to Jack. Here he goes. He's got blockers out in front.
There he goes.
Jack is running to midfield. Listen to this crowd. As Jack Hoffman, a young man that, as I mentioned, has really been adopted by this football team, just scored a touchdown.
Oh, wow. What a moment.
And both benches empty.
When you talk to Greg out on the street, it's the same guy that was sitting behind that microphone. You didn't get any fluff. He didn't have to fake it. And that's pretty rare.
And folks, Huskers in punt formation, but there's no punter back there. Nebraska is going to take a delay game. And Husker Nation, permission to shed a tear.
He was just such a special person and special friend. And he represented Nebraska so well. Such a pro, you know, and a crazy good person.
Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the Whiteouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Oh, caught! Touchdown! Jordan Westerkamp! Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest! Oh, baby!
Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. We're glad to have you with us here today on the Huskers Radio Network.
The sounds of the legend and forever voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp, as we say hello for a new season and get you set here from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City as the Nebraska Cornhuskers begin their 2025 season in front of a Husker-heavy crowd, and we'll meet the Cincinnati Bearcats in the Battle Sports Kansas City Classic. Hi, everyone. I'm Kyle Crooks, and it's an honor to be in this seat tonight as we say hello on the Central Valley Ag Countdown to kick off, of course. Doesn't come without heavy hearts from Husker Nation as we start a new season. We honor the legacy of a voice that will forever be synonymous with greatness coupled with warmth and kindness. And tonight, we come on the air to dedicate our broadcast season to the voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp. After 17 seasons as the soundtrack of Nebraska football and baseball, he will forever be the voice. When I accepted this dream opportunity, it comes with an understanding that well, there's a standard that's been built here on the Husker Radio Network as a premier broadcast with big thanks to the man Husker Nation and my colleagues affectionately call Sharpie. And to the support I've been shown by Greg's family since I've arrived in Lincoln, I owe a debt of gratitude to his wife Amy, his daughters Taylor, Emily, and Campbell, and his brothers Doug and Michael for their acceptance of me. And tonight, we think of them as well. And this is a special scene to start out a brand new season of year three of Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers with such high expectations. The tailgates are a full go here as we have a late night kickoff at Arrowhead Stadium. And with that, we bring back in Jessica Cootey, Ben McLaughlin, Jess down on the playing surface for the first time going through warmups. But Jess, wanted to get the opportunity to get your thoughts on Greg. And of course, you work closely not just on the football broadcast with Greg, but on Sports Nightly as well. So welcome in for the first time, Jess.
Hey, thanks, Kyle, and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of the process of filling that seat, and I found myself thinking a lot throughout the process of the kind of guy that Greg would love to hand the microphone over to, and I truly believe we found that guy in you. And Amy texted me, I think, a couple days ago and was saying how excited he would be for this team and this season this year, and there's no doubt in my mind, you know, even just going back to the end of last season when he was still around and still fighting, and how excited he was looking forward to what this team could be this year. I know there's nobody, as Taylor pointed out on our Instagram earlier today, he's got the best seat in the house, and he's going to be rooting for this Husker team. He's excited for this season, and I know he is happy with the guy that we have in his seat here tonight.
And Ben, we bring you back in as well, and you obviously were close with Greg. You called baseball together for a long, long time, and you've had a lot of great memories with somebody who is one of your best friends in this entire world. And I know tonight you have a heavy heart. You're excited for the future of this program, but tonight obviously emotional for everybody on this crew, but you specifically.
Yeah, it's been a really kind of bizarre swing of emotions, the excitement of football being back and the opener and welcoming you in. You know, we've had some great conversations, gotten to spend some time together the last few days, which has just been fantastic. But, you know, you can't help but, you know, what wonder what it would be like if Sharpie was still here with us. And, you know, he is a big reason why I love Nebraska as much as I do. You know, I've born and raised here, went to school here. I'm a Husker for life. But his passion permeated to everybody that he was around about this team, about this state, this specifically this football program. And Jess is absolutely right. He would just be, you know, leaking excitement for this group and the way that Coach Rhule has kind of brought this team through the off season and into another season opener. And there's definitely going to be some heavy hearts here today, but I think at the same time, a level of comfort that we have in having you here with us too, to be able to get through this, not just today, but through this season with one another and welcoming you into the Husker family, because that's exactly what Greg said to all of us before he left, is no matter, you know, what my circumstance is, you know, this will continue to go on. And in typical Greg fashion, he kind of understood what was to come, you know, beyond when he was had left this earth. And I think we all kind of feel that. So we feel his energy. And as I said in our show, Kyle, it's only fitting that we're here at Arrowhead Stadium, one of his favorite places in the world, and a diehard Chiefs fan like myself. So there's just certain things that some scripts write themselves, and that's certainly one of them.
Also want to let you know about a really cool scholarship in Greg's honor, the Greg Sharp Memorial Scholarship Fund. We're going to post the link on our Husker Radio Network X account to make sure you can click and donate, but it's a sports broadcasting scholarship at the University of Nebraska and Kansas State, and want to make sure to mention that so we can give that some publicity as we go. And we certainly will post that on our social media channels, and if you want to donate, there'll be a link that you could follow along on that as well. But Jess, just sort of goes to show the impact that Greg has had, not just for his colleagues inside the broadcast booth and the athletes that he covered, but he was a mentor to students and to so many people, and I'm sure yourself, but there were so many people around Lincoln and beyond and the footprint of the Husker Radio Network that they looked at Greg as their voice and their mentor.
A 1,000,000%. And, you know, there's been countless stories told from professors at the journalism school that they had to pick somebody to interview. And he never said no, never said no. There were so many that reached out to write a paper on Greg, to shadow Greg, to want to come in and talk to him and pick his brain. And he never said no to that. And even myself, I had no radio experience. I had no idea what I was doing. And he was so patient with me and helping me along. And, you know, I know Damon pointed out earlier, I think I've said this, I've said this to you, you know, early on in the process, Greg was the ultimate point guard, and he found a way to bring out the best in people and what were their strengths and how can I highlight that. And he certainly did that for me in so many ways, both on the nightly show and then here on the sideline as well. I mean, he listened to every interview I did, I think, and could remember some of the things that took place in that interview and tee me up for that. And sometimes I didn't even remember until he brought it up. So just the way that he could retain a lot of that and knew, like, what you knew, you know, and the knowledge that you could bring in any given moment. And, you know, he was so protective, I feel like, of me in a way, like he was. He's a girl dad. He has three beautiful daughters, and some of my favorite memories of Greg are just in the commercial breaks during Sports Nightly, and he just lit up talking about Taylor and her dance and Campbell and her Disney journey and Emily and her working for 1890 and the stories there. He was so proud of those girls. And in a way, I like to think he maybe thought of me, and I'm way older than them, but just the way that he always tried to take care of me and all of us, really. But, you know, making sure I knew what to pack. I overpacked for this trip today because I just relied on him so much. What's the weather going to be like? You know, he was so good about that and just making sure we were all taken care of. But he's the ultimate point guard, and you know, he loved this broadcast. He loved the people that were a part of it, and you know, he, as Ben said, he'd want this to go on and continue to be the best college football broadcast in the country. And I truly believe, and Kyle, I know you've got a test to that with the people and the team that we have in place. We're going to be able to continue to do that for him.
And I had a taste of that in Husker game day when we had the conversation to start the show, and I had talked about the interactions I've had with Amy Sharp, right? And one of the first people I had the chance to talk to in my first few weeks on the job was Amy, and she took the time to sit down and chat with me and gave me a welcome package of some of the great things from Lincoln and Nebraska, some of the musts that, you know, whether it was the Valentino's pizza sauce or the popcorn or anything that sort of was a tradition of Lincoln and beyond in the state of Nebraska. She sat me down and said, "Hey, Kyle, just be yourself." And she sent me a really nice text message today about a paragraph long of, you know, this is Greg would want you to be yourself, and our family is so excited for you. And as I said in our chat earlier on, you know, she doesn't owe me any of that. With everything going on in her life and everything that and her family's had to deal with, she's been so incredibly supportive. The family's been so incredibly supportive, understanding what this position means to them, and of course, undergoing an incredible loss. But Ben, I wanted to chat about just maybe some of a story or two on the road that you guys had, because you've been on the road with football and baseball. Anything stand out just your time traveling around with Greg?
Yeah, so I think, you know, a lot of this has been sentimental and emotional, but this story has actually never been on the air, and I've been kind of waiting for the right time to say it, and it just totally encapsulates Greg. So to make a long story short, I had everybody's worst nightmare of an early flight. My alarm never went off, overslept, ended up missing the flight. For whatever reason, my phone did an update, and he wasn't able to call me, and so, you know, I wake up, and immediately I look at my phone, I have like 18 missed calls. My alarm is not set. Greg's on the plane, and he goes, "Dude, where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm at my house. I overslept." He's like, "Well, you're not making this plane." And in typical Greg fashion, the first thing he does is he starts pulling up the flights. We play baseball at Illinois, and I end up making it on time. And he didn't bury me on the air about it, but like he did it in such a subtle way, like throughout the course of that broadcast on a Friday night of the baseball game and throughout the whole series and then moving forward, you know, the little alarm clock jokes and, you know, he was a big daylight savings guy. And so, you know, his ability to poke fun at you, but do it in a way that you just got to kind of laugh at yourself. Yeah, missing a flight for a road trip is never a good thing, especially when you're with Greg, because he's going to let you hear about it later on.
Yeah, just so many great stories that I've had of just the road trips with Greg and everybody on this crew. And I want to take this moment to thank everybody. Jess, of course, you down on the field, you've been such a huge part for me of this transition and moving my entire life from Gainesville, Florida to Lincoln, Nebraska, and how great Ben McLaughlin, and he's going to be a superhuman to me in this broadcast tonight with the amount of help he's going to give me in terms of the reads and structure of the broadcast and things that Greg had known like the back of his hand, and Damon Benning, who's just been incredible throughout this entire process. So I just want to take this time to thank everybody on this crew, and including the guys back at the shop at the Acres Broadcast Studio, and I'm just really thankful for everybody on this team.
We thank you, man, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to do great. You've prepared ad nauseum over the last few months. You're ready for this, and as you've said multiple times, you've been planning for this your whole life, and so you're ready, and you're going to knock it out of the park.